Principal Goldblum, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on to Moving Thoughts. Welcome.
Very nice to be with you, Michael. Thank you for your interest.
Now, the first question I want to ask you is, what brought you to Bishop's University? Everyone has a story to tell when coming to Bishop's, so I want to know what yours is.
Well, I guess I better not say it was a car that brought me to Bishop's University. What brought me to Bishop's? I've had a varied career, which started with a liberal education, much like the Bishop's education. So in some ways, I'd like to believe that my education is what began my path to bringing me to Bishop's. So I did an undergraduate degree in modern European history and literature. I studied law. I practiced law for a decade. And then I had a series of interesting job opportunities. I ran the YMCAs in Montreal for a couple of years. I was a newspaper publisher, the Gazette in Montreal and then the Toronto Star. And then I spent a year and a half or so at McGill as a vice principal public affairs. And while I was in that job, I was approached about the position here at Bishop's to become the principal. And I was very privileged to be given the opportunity, and I came here in 2008.
Very good. How did it feel first coming to Bishop's, even just on its own? Just when you first arrived, how did you feel?
Well, I think I probably felt the way almost everyone feels when they come to this campus, that it is a particularly beautiful environment. We have an exceptional natural environment and an exceptional built environment, the quality of our architecture. I think it's the combination of those two things that one first notices, just the attractiveness of the physical environment. What becomes very quickly evident thereafter is that it's also a very welcoming community, that people stop each other on the campus and say hello. I mean, it's a place where people know one another, care about one another, and there's a lot of interaction, not just in the formal aspects of the university, whether it's in classrooms or in meetings, but in all the informal places where people gather on the campus. So it's a place of energy, of, I think, one of the things that one would find in any university. It's a place about the future, right? We're educating young people for the future, and we have professors who are expanding the limits of knowledge and understanding and wanting to disseminate knowledge and understanding. So that's a very positive environment in which to be, whether it's as a student, as a faculty member, or as an administrator.
Upon your arrival at Bishop's University, there were several issues the school was facing. Could you briefly describe them and also describe how you overcame those issues?
Well, Bishop's University has been around for like 168 years. So in the life of an institution that's been around that long, there are ups and downs, and there's no question that prior to my getting here, the university went through a period of some difficulty. That's well known. There were financial issues, there were labor relations conflicts, and the university found itself in some trouble. The great thing about a place like Bishop's is, although it can get itself into trouble pretty quickly, can also get itself out of trouble very quickly. And when the community is united and pulling together in common cause, it can do extraordinary things. So the first challenge that we had was an enrollment challenge. The enrollment had fallen quite precipitously. It had reached a high of about 2,200 students. And that was at the height of the double cohort in Ontario, when there were two graduating classes, both grade 12 and grade 13, coming out of Ontario. So all the universities in Canada pretty much saw their enrollment grow. But in Bishop's case, we had fallen from that high to about 1,700 students in 2008. And quite frankly, Bishop's is not sustainable financially at that level. So it was relatively simple to say that our first priority, in fact, our second priority and our third priority, had to be growing the enrollment. So that was the first thing that we focused on. And in order to do that, that meant making sure that we had both the right staff leadership, which we have now. We were able to recruit Jock Phippen from the University of Guelph-Humber in Ontario with a real experience as in student recruitment. And Jock has managed to mobilize the entire Bishop's community, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, in the common cause of seeing, of reaching the objective of increasing our enrollment. And we've been very successful, as people are probably aware. We now have the largest enrollment in the history of the university. So we went 3 years ago from a position where we were worried about even our sustainability to now breaking records in terms of enrollment and having to start thinking about whether we should put a ceiling on the number of students at Bishop. So there have been many other achievements over these last several years, but I think that was the foundation upon which everything else needed to be built. And the entire Bishop's community should take a lot of pride in the success in this regard.
Now, what is your role at Bishop's University? When someone says principal, people get the idea of something similar to a high school principal, but I would imagine your role is very different.
Bishop's is one of the few universities, I think, left in Canada where the senior position is called principal. So McGill also has a principal, but just about every other university has a president. So the word principal is just part of our historical legacy. What do I do? I ask myself that same question sometimes, Michael. It's, you know, ultimately I am responsible for the overall administration of the university. I report to a board of governors who have the responsibility for the overall governance of the institution. So part of my time is spent making sure that our volunteer board members are sufficiently informed that they can fulfill their obligations as trustees, as governors of the institution. And then I am responsible in one way or other for the different aspects of the university. The most important one is our academic mission, of course. And there is a vice principal academic, Dr. Michael Childs, who for whom the whole academic aspect of the university reports, but ultimately he reports to me, and I try and support him and the other deans in making sure that we are advancing the academic cause of the university. But a university is also a complex, it's a small city. So we have a physical plant that we have to manage. We, you know, one of my obviously most important responsibilities is to make sure that we are financially sustainable. So making sure that our revenues are more than our costs. I mean, it's in that respect like any other enterprise. So as I said, that means the physical plant, it means the effort to recruit students, it means working with our staff, it's the promotion of the university, it's all the different aspects that come with running a complex community.
So you could say that you're a king of all suits.
Well, that's not the expression I would use, although sometimes it feels like being the mayor of a town, right? Because there are so many different constituencies and big issues, about the long-term strategic plan for the university to smaller ones about are we going to spend money fixing the roof on the library this year? I mean, that's the kind of range of responsibilities that you might have. And I try and spend as much time as possible, both meeting with our students. It's one of the joys that anyone has who works in a university is to be able to interact with our students, hopefully give them a little bit of guidance and counsel along the way. I described to you that I've had several different jobs in law, in journalism, in community organizations. So I try and share that experience with our students, for those of them who are interested, and to learn from our faculty. Again, one of the fun things about being in universities, you're surrounded with smart people who are exploring ideas, and it's great to have the opportunity to exchange with them.
Bishop University has a very strong heritage. However, many people in the local community, and by local I mean Lennoxville and Sherbrooke and even the Eastern Townships, don't really come to realize that heritage. Could you maybe briefly explain what's going on academically at Bishop's?
Well, that's a tall order to explain the full range of our academic programs. But where might I start? Well, let's start with one of our schools, the Williams School of Business. Our dean, Dr. Steve Harvey, I think has done an exceptional job in continuing to raise the profile and the quality of our business school. I start perhaps with that part of the university because it is one of the places where we already make a significant contribution to the Sherbrooke community, but we would like to do more. So one of the areas of emphasis of the Williams School of Business is entrepreneurship. We teach entrepreneurship in the School of Business. There is an associated entity on the campus, the Dobson Legacy Center for Entrepreneurship. So already our students are in contact with local entrepreneurs, and we provide a mentorship program for entrepreneurs. And our hope is that more and more of our students will both have the opportunity to have work experiences with local businesses, both for them in their learning process, but also because we believe that they can be significantly beneficial to the different enterprises in the Sherbrooke area. Of course, one of the great attributes of a Bishop student is, first of all, virtually obviously everyone is fluent in English, and a high percentage of them are bilingual. One of the unique characteristics of Bishops is about 40% of our students come from Quebec, and half of those students are Francophones. So we have a high number, obviously, of English speakers, but also of bilingual students. And as I've been meeting leaders in the Sherbrooke business community, it becomes more and more apparent to me that there is a large number of businesses who would certainly value having students working with them because of their language capacity, in addition to whatever their knowledge base may be in terms of what they're studying. So, I mean, I could go through the different programs at the school. We have a school of education. I think it's reasonable to say that a very large proportion of the teachers in the English language schools, certainly off the island of Montreal, are teachers who were trained at Bishop's. So we are, you know, we are, our students, our graduates are responsible for educating the, you know, the next generation of students in certainly English Quebec in many, many areas of the province. So that's another example of how we contribute. I can't give you an exhaustive list. Let me just pick one other. We have a highly respected performing arts program at the university. The University Singers, who are led by our former Dean of Arts and Science, a professor of philosophy, Dr. Jamie Crooks, put on exceptionally well-attended concerts, one in the fall. Last year, they performed with the Sherbrooke Orchestra. In the spring, they put on a concert of more popular songs, and they've been very well attended by the Sherbrooke community. A number of the plays that we put on are well attended. And we also have a speaker series. One of our graduates, John Donald, was kind enough to give us funds so that we can bring some quite exceptional speakers to Bishop's every year. There's been just in the year that's coming up, Reverend Jeff C. Jackson, the former civil rights leader in the United States, is going to be coming. Steven Pinker, one of the world's leading professors in terms of psychology and the brain, is coming. Dr. Margot Somerville, an ethicist from McGill, is coming. So we hold these lectures in our largest hall, in Centennial Hall, which sits about 550 people. It's free. We don't charge anyone to come, and it's not just for Bishop students and faculty and staff, but for anyone from the community. So there's a lot of things going on the campus that the Sherbrooke community at large can and does benefit from.
We have a very interesting collection of faculty here at Bishop's University. Could you maybe describe a few of the more notable ones and what they are currently doing at Bishop's?
Again, Michael, that's a tricky question because, of course, I would tell you that all of our faculty are exceptional, and they are. They wouldn't be here if they weren't. We think we've got an extraordinary group of men and women on our faculty. So maybe what I'll do is try and just point to one or two of our younger faculty who have joined us in this last year or two. So two people. One, Dr. Jessica Riddell. She's a professor of English. Already in the 2 years that Jessica's been here, she's organized, for example, a conference for undergraduate students studying English, not just at Bishop's, but think last year she had students from 9 or 10 different universities across Canada coming to Bishop's to share the research that they do as undergraduates. So that's just one example in the humanities. In the sciences, again, a young professor, Matthew Peros, who's just joined us this year, his interest is issues around climate and climate change, which is obviously a very significant issue of our time and an important scientific question. And I think it's going to be very interesting to have him here and be able to impart his knowledge and his great passion for that topic to our students. So I would say across the board, in whether it's in the sciences, in the humanities, the social sciences, we have a really interesting new cohort of professors who are joining us. We have seen Bishop's grew significantly in the 1960s. And as a consequence, we had a significant number of professors who joined us in the 60s and early 70s. We are now at a point where many of them have reached retirement age. So there is a renewal of the faculty which is occurring. We are proud of the professors who have been with us for a long time, and they make a great contribution. But we're also very excited that there's a new generation of faculty who are joining the university.
Bishop's University doesn't exist within a vacuum. It is very much influenced by the community around it, and also the community influences Bishop's. How would you describe the role of Bishop's University in the borough of Lennoxville?
Well, we are fortunate to live in such an exceptional community. We have an excellent relationship with the local politicians, and it's a challenge for any small town to have a university in it, right? You speak to any small town across Canada that is a university town, obviously there are challenges that come with it. Young people come to Bishop's, for many of them it's their first time they've ever lived away from home. And there is, how should I put it, an energy that comes with a student population, which has many positives and occasionally some challenges to it. But I think that we have an excellent working relationship with the public authorities. And one of the things that impresses me most is that the Bishop students become very quickly very engaged with the Lennoxville community. And they hold a whole variety of fundraising efforts to support, whether it's the women's shelter or a variety of other charitable organizations in the Lennoxville community. So I think we like to believe that we are good citizens. We are certainly proud to be part of this community. We have an interesting challenge going forward, I think, with the borough of Lennoxville, and that is we are just embarking now on a master planning process for the university. We would like to have a plan that will guide the development of Bishop's not over just the next 2 or 3 years, but over the next 20 or 40 or 50 years. We would like to have a coherent plan for the evolution of the campus. And we think it's absolutely critical that we do this in conjunction with the Lennoxville authorities. The transition from, let's call it, downtown Lennoxville, Queen and College, to the Bishop's campus, that's the road, College Street, leading from the center of Lennoxville to the university, is a shared space for ourselves and the Lennoxville community. And we would like, together with the town, with the borough, figure out how we can see it developing in a way which is advantageous not just for the university but for the community at large. One of my hopes and dreams for Bishop's is that we will connect better to our natural environment. We are at this wonderful confluence of two rivers, the Massawippi and the St. Francis, but we actually don't have much contact with them. We cross the bridge over the Massawippi in our cars or on foot as we come or leave the university, but we're not really in touch with the rivers. And I would like us to, one, be able to create walking paths that come in closer touch with the rivers. And one of my hopes is that we'll ultimately be able to have a walking, running path that will encircle the entire campus. We have, there's the physical campus, the people who know it well, but you know, we have a golf course, we have forests in the to the south of us, and I would like to make the whole of our geography more accessible to the Bishop's community, but also to the Lenoxville community, that people should be able to come and walk, or in the winter cross-country ski or whatever that they want to do. So that's the kind of thing that we hope to explore with the borough of Lenoxville, to see that we can coordinate our dreams and hopes with what they, where they wish to go for the borough.
What key message would you like to leave with our listeners about the faculty, the staff, the students, the academics, the extracurricular activities of Bishop's University?
Well, this is a very interesting time at Bishop's. The partly that we've grown our enrollment and we have some significant infrastructure investment we're going to be making. We've updated our science labs. We have a $29.5 million project to renovate and expand our sports center, adding a new arena and a new recreational gym and a new fitness center. We've just invested in a new system of geothermal heating and cooling for the university. So there's a lot in terms of the physical plant that's going on. I've talked to you about the how encouraged I am about the quality of our professors. I would, the other thing that we haven't talked about is the degree of enthusiasm that our students have for their university. On the various polls and assessments that are done, our students rank Bishop's as high or higher than virtually any other university in the country in terms of the quality of their experience. So that's because of this unique relationship that develops here because of our small size and because of our culture of people connecting to one another and the efforts that our professors make to be in touch with their students, not just in the classroom, but on the campus and in the town. So it's an interesting, there's a lot of positive things going on at Bishop's. At the same time, there is a growing recognition in the rest of the country that there is something of a crisis in terms of the quality of undergraduate education in Canada. Undergraduate education in Canada, for most students, first of all, university is a place that you go to on the subway or on the bus or on some kind of public transportation. Most students are, as undergraduates, living at home. And most of them find themselves in their first year of university in classes with 200, 300, 400, even 500 other students. And increasingly in Canada, questions are being raised about what's the quality of education that young people are getting when they find themselves in classrooms with that many professors. And frequently, the only contact they have is with graduate students who are teaching assistants as opposed to their professors. I mention all that not because I wish to be negative about any other university, but I think this is a unique and interesting time for Bishop's, because all those things I just described are the exact opposite, the polar opposite of what we are. Students who come here are living, first of all, the majority of our first year students are living in residence. The majority of our upper year students are living effectively in residence. They're living in apartment buildings very close to the campus. So they're living in community. They are having to experience what it is to be away from home and assume the responsibility of no longer living with their parents. They are in an academic environment where they are in classes where professors not only invite them to participate, but expect them to participate. So for us, this is a better approach to undergraduate education for most young people than what one finds in many of the large universities across the country. So my message in part to the people who are listening is that they should get to know Bishop's better. We are the only undergraduate-focused university in Quebec. So we are rare. We are an exception. but we think we offer a very high quality of education. Our students go on to do extraordinarily well, whether they pursue academic careers or careers in the professions or in business. The Bishop students do very well when they leave here because of the quality of the preparation that they're given and the quality of the experience that they have. In a small community, students are given the opportunity to take leadership roles in ways that they might not have that opportunity in a larger place. So our students leave here capable of taking on leadership roles when they complete their education. So again, my message to the Sherbrooke community is to get to know bishops better. It is still the case, and I am surprised. I am now starting my fourth year here. I'm still surprised the number of people I meet in Sherbrooke who say they've never been here. The bishops is a bit of a mystery. They don't really know what the university is about. And that's unfortunate. So I encourage them to come to the campus, to take advantage of, come and see a show at our theater, come and watch one of our football, you know, a football game, come and meet some of the students and the faculty. And I think they'll appreciate that they're, how an exceptional institution this is.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think you've asked good questions, and I think we've had a good conversation. So thank you very much, Michael.
Well, Principal Goldblum, thank you very much for coming onto the show and sharing your thoughts with us. Have a good day.